Chapter 114. Tire Pressure Monitoring Systems. Need for Tire Pressure Monitoring. Background. A Tire Pressure Monitoring System, abbreviated TPMS, is a system that detects a tire that has low inflation pressure and warns the driver. A tire pressure monitoring system was first used when run-flat tires were introduced in the 1990s. A driver was often not aware that a tire had gone flat after a puncture. Because a run-flat tire is designed to be driven a limited distance and at limited speed after it loses air pressure, a method of alerting the driver had to be found. There were two systems used. Number 1. Indirect, commonly used until the 2008 model year, and then from 2010 on, there are some vehicles that use the indirect system. Number 2. Direct, a direct reading pressure system that uses a pressure sensor in each tire, is the most commonly used system at this time. Low tire pressure effects. Low tire inflation pressures lead to the following. Reduces fuel economy due to increased rolling resistance of the tires. 3 psi below specifications results in an increase of 1% in fuel consumption. Reduces tire life. 3 psi below specifications results in a decrease of 10% of tire life. Increases the number of tire-related faults, which have been estimated to be 90% of all vehicle faults. Reduces handling and braking efficiency. Hundreds of deaths and thousands of personal injuries are due to problems associated with low tire inflation pressure. Placard cold inflation pressure. The term placard cold inflation pressure is used in service information to indicate the specified tire inflation pressure. The placard is the driver's side door jam sticker that shows the tire size and the specified tire inflation pressure. It is also normal for a tire to lose 1 psi per month just through normal leakage that occurs in any tire. Therefore, it is very important to check and correct inflation pressures regularly. The pressure stated is measured when the tires are cold or at room temperature, which is about 70 degrees Fahrenheit, or 21 degrees Celsius. See Figure 114-1. Temperature and inflation pressure. The tires become warmer while the vehicle is being driven, so tires should be checked before the vehicle has been driven or allowed to cool after being driven. Tire inflation pressure changes 1 psi for every 10 degrees. See Chart 114-1. Refer to Figure 114-1. The tire pressure placard, sticker, on the driver's side door or door jam indicates the specified tire pressure. Refer to Chart 114-1. The effects of outside temperature on tire inflation, assuming a placard inflation pressure of 32 psi. The tire inflation pressure changes 1 psi for each 10 degrees change in temperature. Tech tip. Add 2 to 4 psi. When servicing tires, it is often not practical to allow the time needed for the tires to cool after the vehicle has been driven. To help compensate for the higher pressures due to higher temperature, add 2 to 4 psi to the cold inflation pressures. See Figure 114-2. Tread Act. The Transportation Recall Enhancement, Accountability, and Documentation Act, abbreviated TREAD, or TREAD, requires that all vehicles be equipped with a tire pressure monitoring system that will warn the driver in the event of an underinflated tire. This act was passed due to many accidents that were caused at least in part to underinflated tires, which resulted in many deaths. Congress passed the TREAD Act on November 1, 2000. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, abbreviated NHTSA, requires the installation of tire pressure monitoring systems in passenger vehicles and light trucks manufactured after September 1, 2007, 2008 model year. The NHTSA ruling is part one of a two-part final ruling. Part 1 establishes a new Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 138, abbreviated FMVSS, that requires tire pressure monitoring systems be installed in passenger vehicles and light trucks to warn the driver when a tire is 25% below the cold placard pressure. Part 2 includes the requirement to equip vehicles with a tire pressure monitoring system that was phased in starting in 2004 with 100% of the vehicles by September 1, 2007, 2008 model year vehicles. FMVSS 138 requires all cars, trucks, and vans with a gross vehicle weight rating of 10,000 pounds or less to illuminate a warning lamp within 10 minutes when the inflation pressure drops 25% or more from the vehicle manufacturer's specified cold tire inflation pressure as printed on the door placard. Refer to Figure 114-2. Inflation pressure increases as the temperature increases. When checking or correcting inflation pressure when the tires are hot, add 2 to 4 psi to the placard cold inflation pressure. Most experts recommend the use of an electronic tire pressure gauge that is accurate to 0.1 psi so that all tires can be equally matched and inflated to the specified pressure. Refer to chart 114-2. Placard inflation pressure compared with the pressure when the TPMS triggers a warning light, assuming a cold placard inflation pressure of 32 psi. Warning lamp. The FMVSS 138 specifies that the driver must be warned of a low tire inflation pressure by turning on an amber warning lamp. The warning lamp must also come on during a bulb check. The spare tire is not required to be monitored, but many vehicle manufacturers do equip full-size spare tires with a pressure sensor. If the TPMS warning lamp is on at startup, the system has detected a tire with low inflation pressure. If the TPMS warning lamp is flashing for 60 to 90 seconds, a system fault has been detected. 25% rule. The Tread Act specifies that the driver be warned if any tire inflation pressure drops by 25% or more from the placard cold inflation pressure. See chart 114-2. Indirect TPMS. Function. Indirect tire pressure monitoring systems do not measure the actual tire pressure. Instead, the system uses the wheel speed sensors to detect differences in the speed of the wheels. If a tire is underinflated, the following occurs. A tire that is underinflated will have a smaller diameter than a properly inflated tire. See figure 114-3. An underinflated tire will rotate faster than a properly inflated tire. Refer to figure 114-3. A tire with low inflation will have a shorter distance, or radius, between the center of the wheel and the road and will therefore rotate faster than a tire that is properly inflated. Refer to figure 114-4. The speeds of the diagonally opposed wheels are added together and then compared to the other two wheels to check if one tire is rotating faster. Compensation for cornering. When a vehicle turns a corner, the outside wheels rotate faster than the inside wheels. To compensate for this normal change in wheel rotation speed, the indirect tire pressure monitoring system checks the diagonally opposed wheels. See figure 114-4. If the calculation of the diagonal wheel speed indicates that one of the wheels is rotating faster than the other, the TPMS warning light is illuminated. Diagnosis of indirect TPMS. The diagnosis of an indirect tire pressure monitoring system includes the following steps. Step 1. Verify the fault. If the TPMS warning light is on but not flashing, this indicates that the system has detected a tire with low inflation pressure. If the TPMS warning light flashes, this indicates that the system has detected a fault. Check service information for the specified steps to follow. Step 2. If the system has detected low tire pressure, check and adjust the tire pressure to that listed on the door pillar placard or factory specifications as stated in the owner's manual or service information. Step 3. Determine and correct the cause of the underinflated tire. Refer to figure 114-5. The indirect tire pressure monitoring system has a reset switch that should be depressed after rotating or replacing tires. Indirect TPMS relearn procedures. After checking that all four tires are the same size and condition, the system may require resetting, also called relearn or initialization. Check service information for the exact steps to follow, which could include driving the vehicle over an extended period of time. The procedure usually includes the following. Inflate all four tires to the placard inflation pressure. Depress and hold the reset switch for 3 seconds. See figure 114-5. The TPMS warning lamp should flash 3 times. Drive the vehicle so the ABS, or anti-lock braking system, controller can learn the new good values. Typical driving times include, Ford is 20 minutes of driving, Toyota is 30 to 60 minutes of driving, and General Motors is 60 minutes of driving. Check service information for the exact procedure to follow. Many service technicians ask the vehicle owner to drive the vehicle instead of taking the technician's time. Direct TPMS. Function. Direct tire pressure monitoring systems use individual pressure sensors located in each wheel to measure the inflation pressure. Identifying the system. All vehicles sold in the United States since the 2008 model year must be equipped with a tire pressure monitoring system. Often because some vehicles use an indirect system, it is sometimes difficult to determine what type of system is being used by visual inspection only. Therefore, service information is needed to determine what type of system should be on the vehicle before service work is started. Many early, prior to 2008, and some newer vehicles, 2010 plus, Use indirect TPMS so there is no visual indication that the vehicle is equipped with a tire pressure monitoring system. If the tire wheel assembly has a TPMS valve type sensor, it can usually be identified by the threaded portion of the valve stem. See Figure 114-6. Refer to Figure 114-6. A clear plastic valve stem tire pressure monitoring sensor, showing the round battery on the right and the electronic sensor and transistor circuits on the left. Frequently asked question. How can an indirect system meet the Tread Act requirements? Some newer vehicles such as 2009 and newer Audis, plus many models of Honda after 2013 and some Mazda models, use active wheel speed sensors to measure the slight change in vehicle speed compared to the speed in the internal memory of the TPMS module. Always check service information for the exact procedure to follow when a newer vehicle appears to not be equipped with a tire pressure monitoring system because of no visible signs of a tire pressure sensor. TPMS pressure sensors. Manufacturers. All direct TPMS sensors transmit tire inflation pressures to a module using a radio frequency signal. These sensors are manufactured by a variety of manufacturers, including Baru, Lear, Pacific, Schrader, Siemens, and TRW. Each sensor uses a 3-volt lithium-ion battery that has a service life of 7 to 10 years. Refer to Figure 114-7. A conventional valve stem is on the right compared with a rubber TPMS sensor stem on the left. Notice the tapered and larger brass stem. The rubber TPMS sensor also uses a longer cap that makes it easy for a technician to spot that this is not a conventional rubber valve stem. Types. There are two basic types of pressure sensors used in direct pressure sensing systems. Valve stem mounted sensor. This type of sensor uses the valve stem as the transmitter. The correct, nickel-plated, valve core must be used in the aluminum valve stem. If a conventional brass valve is used, moisture in the air will cause corrosion between the two different metals. There are two designs of stem-mounted sensors including Number 1. Snap-in. This design looks like a rubber valve stem but it uses a tapered brass section and a longer cap. See Figure 114-7. If the cap is short then it does not have a stem-mounted tire pressure sensor. However, the wheel may be equipped with a wheel-mounted, banded, sensor, so care should still be taken to avoid damaging the sensor during service. Number 2. Clamp-in. This design uses anodized aluminum housing and is held to the wheel using a threaded cap which must be properly tightened to the specified torque to provide the necessary clamping force. The valve stem itself is the antenna for the sensor. See Figure 114-8. Banded sensors. Banded sensors are installed in the drop well of the wheel and banded or clamped to keep them secure. Early banded sensors, such as those used in Corvettes equipped with run-flat tires, were piezoelectric and did not require a battery. All newer banded sensors include a battery. See Figure 114-9. Modes of operation. Tire pressure sensors have three modes of operation. Number 1. Active mode, when the sensor inside detects that the vehicle is traveling above 20 miles per hour, or 32 kilometers per hour, the sensor transmits once every minute. Number 2. Sleep mode, when the vehicle is stopped, the sensor goes to sleep to help improve battery life. In this mode, the transmitter still will broadcast tire inflation information every hour or every 6 hours, depending on the sensor. And Number 3. Alert mode. Alert mode is triggered if a rapid change in inflation pressure is detected. In alert, or rapid mode, the tire inflation pressure is sent about every second and every 800 milliseconds on some sensors. Refer to Figure 114-8. The parts of a typical clamp-in TPMS sensor. Notice the small hole used to monitor the inflation pressure. The use of stop leak can easily clog this small hole. Refer to Figure 114-9. The three types of TPMS sensors most commonly found include the two stem-mounted rubber, snap-in, and aluminum, clamp-in, on the left and top, and the banded sensors on the right. Refer to Figure 114-10. Some vehicles display the actual measured tire pressure for each tire on a driver information display. Refer to Figure 114-11. The TPMS warning lamp on this vehicle is a separate light from the tire icon light that warns of low tire pressure. In this case, both warning lights were on all of the time. Frequently asked question. Does a TPMS sensor work before being installed? No. New tire pressure warning sensors, or transmitters, are shipped in storage mode. This mode prevents the battery from becoming discharged while in storage. When the transmitter is installed in the wheel tire assembly and the tire is inflated to more than 14 psi, or 97 kilopascals, the transmitter automatically cancels storage mode. Once a transmitter has canceled storage mode, it cannot enter this mode again. Therefore, once a sensor has been installed and the tire inflated above 14 psi, the clock is ticking on battery life. TPMS sensor operation. Designs. Depending on the type and manufacturer, tire pressure monitoring sensors can be any of several different designs. The Tread Act does not specify the type or operation of the pressure sensors, only that the system must be capable of measuring tire inflation pressure and light the TPMS warning lamp. The types of sensors include continuous wave type sensor, designed to signal a tester when exposed to 5 to 7 seconds of continuous 125 kHz wave signal. Magnetically triggered type sensor, designed to trigger a tester if exposed to a powerful magnetic force. Pulse width modulated type sensor, designed to be triggered when exposed to modulated wave 125 kHz signal. The sensor can also vary according to the frequency at which it transmits tire pressure information to the receiver in the vehicle. The two most commonly used frequencies are 315 MHz and 433.92 MHz, commonly listed as 434 MHz. Refer to Figure 114-12. The codes set were for low pressure and sensor signal failure. TPMS receiver. Locations. The wireless TPMS receiver is housed in one of the following locations, depending on the vehicle. Remote keyless entry receiver. Body control module. Door module, or individual antennas near each wheel well. These individual antennas then transmit tire pressure information to the driver information center. See Figure 114-10. Case study. The TPMS warning lamp. The owner of a 6-year-old Honda Civic was concerned that the tire pressure warning lamp was on even though all of the tires had the proper inflation pressure. The technician noted that the TPMS warning lamp was not the one that indicates a low tire, but it was the one that indicates that a fault with the system has been detected. See Figure 114-11. The technician used a factory-level aftermarket scan tool and retrieved several diagnostic trouble codes for pressure sensor signal failures. See Figure 114-12. The technician also noted that the tires were relatively new and recommended to the owner that all 4 TPMS sensors be replaced. The major reason why the technician recommended that all of them be replaced is that the battery life is normally 7 to 10 years, so the life of the sensors is near the end of their useful life. Also, the technician thought that one or more of the sensors may have been damaged when the new tires were replaced. The vehicle owner approved the replacement of the sensors and the system was restored to normal operation. The summary. The complaint, TPMS warning lamp was on. The cause, most of the tire pressure warning system sensors had a stored diagnostic trouble code. The correction, all 4 tire pressure sensors were replaced and the system relearned to the new sensors. The codes were cleared and the system was restored to normal operation. Refer to Figure 114-13. A typical tire pressure monitoring system tester. The unit should be held near the tire and opposite the valve stem if equipped with a wheel-mounted sensor, and near the valve stem if equipped with a valve stem type sensor. Tech tip. Check the TPMS sensors before and after service. It is wise to check that all of the tire pressure monitoring system sensors are working before beginning service work. This is commonly called test before you touch. For example, if the tires need to be rotated, the sensors will have to be reprogrammed for their new location. If a tire pressure monitoring sensor is defective, the procedure cannot be performed. Use an aftermarket or original equipment tire pressure monitoring sensor tester to check that the sensors respond. See Figure 114-13. Then the tire pressure sensor should be checked again after the service to make sure that they are working correctly before returning the vehicle to the customer. TPMS diagnosis. Warning light on. If the TPMS warning light is on and not flashing, the system has detected a tire that has low inflation pressure. See Figure 114-14. If the TPMS light is on, perform the following steps. Step 1. Check the door placard for the specified tire inflation pressure. Step 2. Check all tires using a known accurate tire pressure gauge. Step 3. Inflate all tires to the specified pressure. Note, some systems will trigger the TPMS warning light if a tire is overinflated. An overinflated tire is also a safety-related problem. Refer to Figure 114-14. A tire pressure warning light can vary depending on the vehicle, but includes a tire symbol. Tech tip. Check the spare. Many vehicles equipped with a full-size spare tire also have a TPMS sensor. If the inflation pressure decreases enough, the system will trigger the TPMS warning light. This is confusing to many vehicle owners who have checked all four tires and found them to be properly inflated. This fault often occurs during cold weather when the tire inflation pressure drops due to the temperature change. Most 2008 and newer vehicles with a full-size spare tire will come equipped with a TPMS sensor in the spare. Warning light flashing. If the TPMS warning lamp is flashing on and off, or if a separate TPMS system warning light is on, the system has detected a fault. Faults could include defective wheel sensors, such as a sensor with a dead battery. A fault in the receiver, such as in the remote keyless entry module. Check service information for the exact procedure to follow if the TPMS warning lamp is flashing. Always follow the specified diagnostic and service procedures. Caution: stop leak should never be used in a tire that is equipped with the TPMS sensor because the sensor can be damaged. Refer to Figure 114-15. A magnet is placed around the valve stem to reprogram some stem-mounted tire pressure sensors. TPMS sensor activations. Activating the sensor. A tire pressure monitoring system sensor needs to be activated to verify that the sensor actually works. This should be performed before any tire or wheel service is performed. There are three methods used to activate a TPMS sensor to cause it to send a signal that can be captured to verify proper operation. These activation methods include: Number 1. Using a magnet. Aluminum wheels and stem-mounted sensors only. See Figure 114-15. Number 2. Changing inflation pressure. Usually requires lowering the inflation pressure by 5 to 10 psi. This method is called the delta pressure method. The term delta refers to a change and is named for the Greek letter delta. Number 3. Triggered by a handheld TPMS tester that transmits a signal to wake up the sensor. There are two formats used, depending on the sensor. They include 125 kHz constant or continuous pulse and 125 kHz pulse width modulated pulse. TPMS diagnostic tools. Scan tools. Scan tools can be used for TPMS service if the scan tool is an original equipment tool for the vehicle make, or if an aftermarket scan tool has original equipment compatible software to access the chassis or body functions of the vehicle. A scan tool is used to perform the following functions. Number 1. Register TPMS sensors. A replacement TPMS transmitter has an 8-digit number, called the transmitter ID, on each valve transmitter assembly. See Figure 114-16. Number 2. Perform initialization. This step assigns a transmitter ID to the correct position on the vehicle, such as right front. Number 3. Monitor sensor values. TPMS transmitters send information to the controller, including sensor identification, tire inflation pressure, tire air temperature in some sensors, and sensor battery voltage in some sensors. Refer to Figure 114-16. When replacing a TPMS sensor, be sure to record the sensor ID because this needs to be entered into the system through the use of a tester or scan tool. Case study: the Acura dash display problem. The tires were rotated on an Acura equipped with a direct type TPMS. The published relearn procedure included driving the vehicle above 15 miles per hour for at least 40 seconds. However, even after driving for over 10 miles, the pressures were not being displayed on the instrument panel cluster. The technician thought that maybe there was fault with the IPC. The owner decided to think it over what to do and drove the vehicle home. The next day, when the vehicle was driven, the tire pressure display worked as designed. Apparently, the system needed to be powered down and allowed to go to sleep before it would start to transmit the new locations to the IPC. The summary. The complaint: the tire pressures for each wheel were not being displayed on the dash after the tires were rotated. The cause: the tire pressure monitoring system apparently needed to go to sleep and then awaken before the tire pressure would be displayed on the dash. The correction: no action was required by the service technician because the system started to transmit after going to sleep, and the display operated as designed. Handheld testers. Several manufacturers produce handheld testers to reset the sensors. These tools are used to perform the following functions: TPMS sensor activation, TPMS sensor relearn, and to program a new TPMS sensor. Tools are available from the following companies: OTC, Bartek, and Snap-on. Sensor replacement options. Original equipment-based sensors. These sensors are made by the original equipment manufacturer and usually are direct replacement for the factory unit. They are electronically identical to the original sensor. The relearned procedure is the same. And maybe a different color. These sensors are usually tested and validated according to original equipment specifications, but one part number may cover many factory part numbers. Aftermarket sensors. There are many aftermarket TPMS sensors, and these can be divided into several groups, including original equipment abbreviated, OE, based replacement. Multiple protocol sensors that can be programmed to match whatever the vehicle needs. And fully programmable sensor, also called clones. This type needs a separate programming device. If using aftermarket tire pressure monitoring system pressure sensors, always check and follow the instructions that came with the sensors to properly program the vehicle being serviced. TPMS sensor relearn. Terms used. Service information should always be checked when performing a relearn procedure. The relearned procedure may be called any of the following. Calibrate. Recalibration. Initialization. Reprogramming. Relearn, and training. Categories. Most relearn procedures fall into four categories, including number 1. Auto relearn, install sensors, drive the vehicle for a prescribed amount of time and rate of speed. The vehicles that often can be automatically relearned usually include Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, Jaguar, and Land Rover. Number 2. European relearn. Install sensors, put the vehicle in reset mode through the Driver Information Center, DIC, and drive the vehicle for a prescribed amount of time and rate of speed. Used on many European brands including VW, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. Number 3. Manual relearn, enter the vehicle into learn mode by following the instructions found in the owner's manual, trigger all four sensors with an activation tool or scan tool. Used on many domestic vehicles including Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, and Lincoln. Number 4. OBD relearn, scan all four sensors with a scan tool, input the electronic serial number abbreviated, ESN, and download the ESN into the TPMS, ECU required on many Japanese brands including Toyota, Lexus, Nissan, Infiniti, Subaru, and Honda. Always check service information for the exact procedures to follow on the vehicle being serviced. Frequently asked question. How does a vehicle learn where the sensor is located? Vehicles that are capable of automatically learning their new position after a tire's rotation or after being replaced can detect their location by. Some vehicles use an initiator located in each wheel well. The TPMS sensor broadcasts the pressure information, which is detected by each initiator and then transmitted over a bus network to the TPMS or body control module. The module then will know where the sensor is located by its unique serial number. Include an accelerometer in the sensor, which allows the sensor to know which side of the vehicle the sensor is located. When a tire revolves, it turns in an opposite direction than a wheel on the opposite side of the vehicle. By using the accelerometer, the TPMS controller can detect which side the sensor is located. Then the TPMS module checks for the relative strength of the signal being transmitted by the sensor. If the receiver is located at the rear of the vehicle, and two sensors are showing stronger signal, then these two must be the two rear wheels. General Motors example. The following procedure will allow the service technician to reprogram the TPMS after tire rotation on a General Motors vehicle without using a scan tool. Step 1. With key on, engine off, the lock and unlock buttons on the key fob should be simultaneously pressed and held. The horn will chirp within 10 seconds, indicating the receiver is in programming mode. The programming procedure must now be completed within 5 minutes, with no more than 1 minute between programming. Note, if the horn does not chirp at the start of this procedure, the TPMS option has not been enabled. A scan tool is needed to enable the system. Step 2. At the left front wheel, the special magnet tool must be held over the valve stem to force the sensor to transmit its code. The horn will chirp once, indicating the system has recognized the sensor. The next sensor must be programmed within 1 minute. Step 3. The remaining sensors should be programmed in the following order: RF, RR, and LR. The horn will chirp once when each sensor has been detected. It will chirp twice to indicate completion of the programming process. See Figure 114-17. Refer to Figure 114-17. The sensor relearn procedure is performed in the following order after the system has been placed in learn mode, LF, RF, RR, and then LR. Tech tip. All sensors will fail. All TPMS pressure sensors will fail because they contain a battery that has a service life of 7 to 10 years. What does this mean to the service technician? This means that if new tires are being installed on a 5 or 6 year old vehicle equipped with tire pressure sensors, then the customer should be notified that the TPMS sensors could fail almost any time. Refer to Figure 114-18. Always use an accurate, known good tire pressure gauge. Digital gauges are usually more accurate than mechanical gauges. Refer to Figure 114-19. A clicker-type valve core tool ensures that the valve core is tightened to factory specifications. TPMS sensor service tools. Items needed. Whenever servicing a tire wheel assembly that has a direct TPMS system, certain items are needed. Number 1. Information. Check service information for the exact procedures to follow for the vehicle being serviced. Vehicles and sensors are different for different vehicles. Number 2. Digital tire pressure gauge. Many mechanical tire pressure gauges are not accurate. An old mechanical gauge may be used to ensure that all tires are inflated to the same pressure, but the pressure may not be accurate. See Figure 114-18. Number 3. Tire valve core torque wrench. This calibrated tool ensures that the valve core is tightened enough to prevent air loss, but not too tight to cause harm. The recommended torque is 3 to 5 inch bound. See Figure 114-19. 4. Tire valve nut torque wrench. Most are 11 or 12 mm in size and the torque ranges from 30 to 90 inch pounds. 5. Sensor service kit. If a pressure sensor is going to be reused, the following service parts must be replaced. The cap. The valve core, nickel plated only. The nut, and the grommet. These parts are usually available individually or in an assortment. Package. Refer to Figure 114-20. An assortment of service parts that include all of the parts needed to service a stem-mounted TPMS sensor being installed after removal for a tire replacement or repair. Frequently asked question. Can TPMS sensors be switched to new wheels? Maybe. It depends on the style of the new or replacement wheels as to whether the sensors will fit or not. Some vehicles are designed to allow for a second set of sensors, such as for winter tires. Many Lexus vehicles can be programmed to use set number 1, or set number 2. It is best to check before purchasing new wheels. Another set of TPMS sensors could be a major added expense. Review questions. Question 1. How does the use of wheel speed sensors detect a tire with low inflation pressure? Question 2. What is the difference between faults when the TPMS warning lamp is on compared with when it is flashing? Question 3. What is the difference between indirect and direct tire pressure monitoring system? Question 4. TPMS pressure sensors can be made by what manufacturer? Question 5. What are the three modes of sensor operation? Chapter quiz. Question 1. What is the purpose of the TPMS system? A. To detect a tire that has a tire with low inflation pressure. B. To inflate a low tire if needed. C. To flash a warning light if a tire with low inflation pressure is detected. D. All of the above. Question 2. Technician says that tire pressure will drop 1 psi for every 10 degrees drop in temperature. Technician B says that the two type of TPMS pressure sensors are snap-in and clamp-in. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 3. The FMVSS 136 law, or the Tread Act, requires that the driver be notified if the tire inflation pressure drops how much? A. 30%. B. 25%. Circa 20%. D. 15%. Question 4. Two technicians are discussing the indirect tire pressure monitoring system. Technician A says that it was used by some vehicle manufacturers. Technician B says that it uses the speeds of the RF and LR tires and compares the rotating speeds of the LF and RR tires to detect a low tire. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 5. What mode does a direct pressure sensor enter when the vehicle is stopped? A. Sleep mode. B. Storage mode. C. Alert mode. D. Active mode. Question 6. What type of valve core is used in stem-mounted sensors? A. Brass. B. Nickel-plated. C. Steel. D. Aluminum. Question 7. The tire pressure sensor sends a signal to the A. Door module. B. RKE receiver. C. BCM. D. Any of these, depending on the vehicle. Question 8. What does the delta pressure method mean? A. Change the inflation pressure. B. Activate the sensor so it broadcasts the pressure to the scan tool. C. Inflating the tire to the specified pressure. D. Using a handheld tester to read the pressure as reported by the sensor. Question 9. When a TPMS sensor needs replacement, which of the following is not an option? A. Replace with an OE sensor. B. Replace with a programmable aftermarket sensor. C. Replace the sensor battery and program it to the vehicle. D. Replace with a multiple protocol sensor. Question 10. To activate or learn a direct pressure sensor, what does the service technician need to do? A. Enter learn mode and use O-magnet. B. Enter learn mode and decrease inflation pressure. C. Use a handheld tester. D. Any of the above depending on the vehicle and system. End of chapter 114.